Hi everyone and welcome to podcast number 6 of Intuition Talks. I'm Eloise Ansell. If you've got any questions or you want to contact me, you can contact me on info@eloiseansell.com. That's E-L-O-I-S-E-A-N-S-E-L-L. So, this week I wanted to talk about asking people things. So, we're all intuitive, we all have access to our intuition. And even myself, every now and again, when I have like a big decision to make, or I'm not 100% sure that my emotions are getting in the way too much or something, and I want to get like an answer to something, I will go and see someone that I know is a good intuitive, just to kind of validate or give me another kind of viewpoint on something. So every now and again, but that is literally every couple of years, if that. So, and I have a lot of intuitive people in my life. So, sometimes they'll chip in with things and mention things that I'm not seeing, because sometimes we don't want to see things. However, I have a lot of clients and I meet a lot of people in life who want to ask people things all the time. And I have lots of clients that constantly, every time they have a session booked with me, a healing session, they ask, like, can you ask about this, and can you think about that, and if you get any insights on this, and da 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 da, and I'm like, this is exhausting. It's like, the problem is, if we constantly ask everyone else for advice, in quotes, intuitively, we can keep asking the same question over and over and over again. And when we're asking everyone else, we're ignoring our truth. We're ignoring our intuition. So we're kind of saying, hey, you don't matter. I don't care about you. You're going to be wrong. I'm going to ask everybody else because they know the answer. But the truth is that we always do know the answer. And sometimes just having that third party come in and go, it's exactly what you were thinking. And you just go, thank you. You've just validated it. Is perfect. Sometimes it's you need that external observer just to 100% make sure that you're accurate. But, you know, when we're constantly asking everyone else, we're negating our ability to know the answer. We're negating our intuition. We're locking it in the cupboard and saying, you're not valid. You're not good enough for me. You don't have the answers, and we're asking externally. Now, everyone you ask, they're going to be seeing things through their filters, and especially if you're asking friends and family and things, they may have an agenda. Now, that don't mean that in a horrible way, but if you care for someone, you kind of want a certain outcome for them. So that can manipulate and distort what you're seeing for them. So you're not always going to get accurate information from other people. You know, in the same way, you may distort the information that you get around yourself as well. So it's better to go and ask someone who's completely neutral. And, you know, like, you know, go and ask for a recommendation on Facebook or something for someone to go and see or to connect with online. The wonderful world of online things, you can connect with people everywhere. So it's great. I love having an online business and being able to have clients all around the world. It's brilliant. It's just amazing. Never would have been able to do that 20 years ago. So, back to the point. So, you know, if we're constantly asking everyone else for their opinion, there's a few things going on. One, we're not validating our own intuition. We're not saying it's of worth. And so we're kind of ignoring it, and we're giving our power away to everybody else. We think everybody else knows better than me. And partly that is actually programmed by school, because when we're at school, we're told that we don't know anything and everyone else has all the answers, and we need to read all of these books that everyone's written because everyone else knows more than we do. But actually, we all know so much. And when we're in touch with ourselves and we're in touch with the intuition, from that place, we've got multiple books inside of us. Do you know what I mean? It's like we've got a wealth of knowledge, and sometimes we know more than other people do. Just if, especially if you're more in tune with your intuition. So, you know, you've got to trust it. And the only way to trust it is to trust it. Like yesterday, I was doing a healing session for a client, and I always ask, you know, what's going on? How are things doing? And I haven't done a session for her for months because she's been certain circumstances. And when I sat down to do her session, I felt this pain in a certain area of my body, and I could have ignored it, but I said to her on the audio, I'm like, oh, I'm getting a pain here. I don't know what that's about. Anyway, she emails me back about an hour after I sent her the session. She'd listened to it and she went, oh my word, I didn't tell you, I've had an operation, two operations, exactly where you were feeling the discomfort. So I was like, ah, okay. So, you know, and that's training my intuition as well. I'm like, okay, that feeling, that could be, you know, start to get levels to it and start to understand that that might be surgery, or it might be of a tissue nature, or, you know, scar tissue and things. So I'm constantly training my intuition by getting that feedback, but I would never do that if I didn't put myself out there in the first place and say these things. And it's only by trusting it and saying these things that I get that validation, and sometimes I don't. But that's the thing, my intuition's getting trained by all these little incidents, but I'm trusting it. I know that it knows better. Like, you know, if you look in textbooks, there's no way that I'd know that she'd had an operation there. I mean, that's insane. And yet it's the truth, because we can access this level of information, but only with persistence, only with training, and with trusting ourselves. So every time we start asking everybody else for the answer, we're negating what's going on with our intuition, and we're not trusting it. So we don't get that feedback, we don't get that validation, which makes it stronger and stronger and more accurate. So school teaches us that all the answers are outside of us, but really they're inside of us, and we've got to trust the intuition. Yeah, it's good to ask questions sometimes and get validation for things, but you need to trust your own intuition, and the only way of doing that is to use it. So if you notice that you've got a tendency to go out and ask everybody and their dog what you should do about a certain situation, if you're constantly asking about one situation or question all of the time, what answer are you wanting to hear? Because why would you keep going out and asking everybody the same question unless you already knew what you wanted them to tell you? Now, I've been recording a tarot course with one of my colleagues, Terri-Ann Nikidas. And we have a podcast called Dose of Truth, so go and check that out if you're interested. But we were talking about this with tarot reading. Like, if someone comes for a tarot reading and they ask you a question, and then they ask you the question again, and they ask you the question like 100 times, you'll have given them the truth the first time they asked, but by the time they've manipulated the situation and asked you 100 times, you're just going to tell them what they wanted to hear. And then they'll come back and go, you were wrong. And it's like, well, no, I wasn't. Because when you asked me the first time, I said this. But you kept asking me. It's a really quirky thing. People will manipulate and distort. So sometimes you don't want to hear the truth of the situation or what's going on. And so you will try and manipulate people into giving you an intuitive insight, in quotes, which matches your model of the world and what you want to hear. It's like, you know, I'm single at the moment. Hello. I've been single for quite a while. And, you know, and that's fine. I'm like, you know, that circumstance will change when it wants to change. I'm not, you know, worried about it. But, like, if, like, I speak to women who are single and they're, like, you know, they're in that place of, just asking and asking and asking when they're going to meet the partner and when they're going to find, and if when they do meet someone, they're like, is that the one? And it's like, well, just go with the journey, enjoy it. If you're enjoying their company, enjoy it more. It's, you know, if we keep trying to ask and know the outcome, it takes away the pleasure of the journey. And, you know, it's like some people have to get divorced, some people have to be single, some people get to get married with 2.4 children, you know, like all the permutations need to happen in the universe. And if you're someone who's single and you want to keep asking if you're going to meet someone, you don't want to hear that I'm going to say no. So the only outcome you want to hear is that, yes, you're going to meet a tall, handsome dog, you know, dog, the term is the quirky term everyone wants. You know, you're going to meet him in like a month's time. And like, you know, you might do, but, you know, the chances are you might not. So, you know, we're always going to be asking something and wanting the outcome that we want, but that might not be what we need in the bigger scheme of things, because your body mind's always looking for an opportunity to heal. And, you know, for me being single for a while, I've done so much healing now. And someone said to me the other day, like, you've done all the work, just need to meet him now. And I'm like, yeah, it feels like that. It's like, it's been a massive healing journey for me. And, you know, I wouldn't swap that for anything. You know, my preference would have been to have been with someone for the last few years, but that hasn't happened. So, you know, there's a bigger reason somewhere in the universe, and maybe it's because he was in a relationship and he hasn't escaped yet. Do you know what I mean? Like, everything has to come together, timing. So notice when you're asking everyone else for advice, and notice when you're asking everyone else for more of an intuitive nature, and sit with it yourself, meditate, journal, do whatever it is that can help your intuition come out and give you the answers, because this isn't always, you know, you're not always going to get a valid answer from anyone else. And you're missing the opportunity to connect with your intuition, to hear it, to trust it, and to grow that relationship. So don't miss out on that. Right, wishing you a wonderful week, and I will catch up with you soon. Take care. Bye.